Hey everybody, welcome to a new and special episode of Shaken and Disturbed. Almost forgot the name of our show for a
split
second.
You literally did. Again, you hate women. This is like another thing again. Guys, no update with John hating women. He confirmed this morning on this recording that he still hates us. So hopefully in due time, you know, when he needs something from us, his opinion will change. But for right now, I think we just have to deal with the misogyny, and I'm sorry in advance for anything. But John, we wanted to, the good news is that I'm still your podcast partner, and you wanted to hop on really smart. You wanted to hop on the mic.
Yes. Well, you know, there's been some developments recently in Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie's case. And I know we have been talking a lot about it on the show. After it broke, and of course, and multiple other developments that have happened, but have really led to nothing, unfortunately. Darren, you have worked with Savannah a handful of times, or even more than that, actually, maybe.
Yeah.
And so you have a different connection, like, to this case as well. But recently, the Pima County Sheriff's Office released the two ransom notes that they received earlier in the year. I think it was in February. And I just thought it'd be interesting for us to jump on the show, on the mic, as Darren said, and kind of look at what these things say, see if there's anything that sticks out to us. We've been somewhat close to this case, so why not?
And I think the reason that they did this, at least the stated reason, at least right now, because it's kind of a little bit like, why 6 months later? A, there hasn't been, as far as we know, any like real leads or any real clues.
Right.
I'm not sure how many tips they're getting in daily, but I think the reason the Sheriff County office decided to actually release these this time is to see if anyone could understand, you know, the linguistics, the syntax, the way a person writes and speaks, if it matched someone they might know, you know, because it was kind of a deliberate way of saying things. Now, John and I are going to read each of the letters that were sent. John, is it confirmed that they're from the same person, or we just know that at least these are two letters that are legitimate that were sent?
You know, that's actually a very good question. I don't think that that is actually mentioned in the press release that came with these two ransom notes, but in the same press release, they do think that there's, like you just said, somebody has a similar style of writing, similar style of whatever.
Talking
and whatever. And they sort of suggest here at the bottom of this press release, which, by the way, we'll link to this in the show notes. They release this via X, formerly Twitter. So you can like go and see what this is. But they essentially say, you know, there's someone out there that's had a change in mood, a change in physical appearance, unexplained
injuries.
A whole list of things. So I do think that they think that it is one person. Now, I don't want to, like assume anything. In fact, one of the notes from the press release says two ransom notes were sent to local and national media outlets that purport to have been written by kidnappers, plural.
Yeah.
So who really knows? But essentially they're saying this is the profile of the person we're looking for. Have you noticed anything weird between, you know, what was it? January 31st and February 1st, essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
And maybe even beyond that, you know, because the first one I will say, so these ransom notes, and we're going to read them. I'm going to take the first one. Darren's going to take the second one. We'll react to both. These were sent to the local CBS affiliate in Tucson, KOLD TV 13 News. They received the first note on February 2nd and the second one on February 6th. And
which
as I
makes
said,
more sense than TMZ getting the letters, by the way, just because it's like, I guess Savannah's famous, but it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to go to TMZ. So this makes
How
more
did
sense
TMZ
that they
actually get them, do you think? Did they receive them from an alleged kidnapper, or did they get them from the news station?
It's hard to say because there's been so many like,
This
real? Like, because
that's
we don't have a suspect, we don't really know. But from what I gather and what I remember, and I'm feel free to be corrected on this, but what I gather and remember is they were sent at least some, and then I think they obtained others, because these aren't the only two. There were a lot of like copycats and people kind of doing it. And so I think that's also one of the reasons why the police were a little bit hesitant to release some, because why release too many in the wild that have nothing to do with the kidnapping? And these are just horrible people. So take the first note that was written.
Two quick things before we get into the first note, though. I wanted to mention, let's just put this right at the top, just in case it's helpful. We'll reiterate it a few times. If you have any information about this case, if you're listening from the Tucson area, maybe you live in Nancy Guthrie's neighborhood for all we know. You know, Darren, podcasts go all over the place these days.
And you can call absolutely
1-800-CALL-FBI. That's 1-800-225-5324 or 88-CRIME. And you can remain anonymous. There is a reward available for information, it says, for your information. The case number is 260-201-080. I just feel like getting that out really, you know, even earlier on in this episode versus the end might.
We'll put it in our show notes as well for some, yes, just for ease, and we'll let you guys know. But yeah, so, definitely be brave if you know something and say something.
100%. And even if you don't think it might be anything, just let them know, because you don't know what they don't know. Let me say this. The only other thing I wanted to mention, this is such a weird detail. I was looking at this press release, not even the notes yet. I'm just talking about the straight up press release that was threaded with the notes on x.com. On the second page, if you go down to the very bottom of the image, the very first word on the very last line on the word there, there's like a little like coffee stain, like a little drip of a brown.
This is on the
stain.
This is on the first letter.
The second page. Yeah. The second page of the media release.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't this a digital image or a digital document? I'm so confused about why there's a little brown, like, coffee looking drip on the, I was like,
well, they're working night and day, maybe.
I guess that, I mean, who knows? And God only knows if that's exactly what that is. But, anyway, I just thought that was so weird and uncharacteristic for a press release to see a little, like, stain on it. So anyway, who knows what that means? But nonetheless, let's get into the actual ransom notes and react to them. So Darren, I'll take the first one here, and I'm going to read everything. You guys can read along. Like I said, we'll put everything in the show notes. I'm going to read everything that's on this just so for full transparency, you know, so everyone knows exactly what's on here. So this is an email to KOLD News Desk, which is KOLD-newsdesk@gray.tv, G-R-A-Y. The subject is news tip. I'm imagining this is some sort of, like, having worked in digital media for quite a long time, it's probably some like form on a website where you fill in the information and it gets auto emailed to the news desk, like a tip line, essentially. The subject, as I mentioned, is news tip. The name is redacted and the email address is redacted. My hunch is this is probably some burner name, burner email, right? Because they don't want to be tracked.
They're smart. Yeah, unfortunately.
So the question or comment says, which of course is the main ransom note here. Hello, Savannah. We have your mother, Nancy. She is safe but scared. She will be held for ransom, and once payment is received, she will be released unharmed. We will be holding her for a maximum of 7 days. You will need to send Bitcoin in the amount of 4 million USD before 5 p.m. on Thursday the 5th. If payment is not received, the ransom will be increased to 6 million USD, which will need to be paid by 5 p.m. on Monday the 9th. Once payment is received to the Bitcoin address below, she will be released within 12 hours of deposit to a safe drop-off location back in Tucson. If payment is not received by the last deadline on Monday the 9th at 5 p.m., she will be killed. Your mother is aware of this and her life is in your hands. It is in the best interest of everyone to have this completed as soon as possible. You will not be able to contact me from here on out. There will be no negotiation. Do not play games. Law enforcement will not be able to help you. Then there's something that's redacted, which I'm assuming is the address for the Bitcoin. And finally, the last line here, she had a white smartwatch on the floor of the front of her bed and the white floodlight in the backyard was destroyed. That's the end of the note. The next field in the form says, please enter your date of birth. That's redacted. There is a terms and conditions, which it says that this person has agreed to the terms and conditions to submit this form.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that pops out to me is like, okay, it's good that they, I say that loosely. It's interesting that they mentioned the specifics, at least on the floor and the flood light, that says to me at least that they, you know,
they're if proving
this isn't
they were there.
Someone that was in the house by kidnapping her, it is certainly someone that knows her house and is working with someone in order to know that, because that would be a very, that's like, even just not saying smartwatch, it's like a white smartwatch on the floor is just like super specific. And also, like, I guess local news makes sense. That feels so old school compared to how we like reach out to celebrities now.
That's
like,
a good
you kind of think
actually.
Like you could get like a DM or something, like, and I guess it could follow. Maybe there was like a trace. This is like, it's better to go back to a fax machine with the magazine letters because you can't be traced. And so perhaps this is what it is. It feels really like low tech, but maybe that is sort of the point, is to evade all these things. I mean, My heart just kind of sinks reading when you were reading this letter, just of like, your mother is aware of this and her life is in your hands. Like, Savannah having to read this, anybody having to read this, you know, the Guthrie family in general, and of Savannah specifically being targeted, is just, it's horrible.
It is. It's really, it's gut-wrenching. The thing that comes to mind to me too is I don't remember. I know there was reporting. There were some things that they were trying to keep under wraps because of the attention of the investigation. I was wondering if Savannah ever eventually sent the money to that. Like, whatever happened, like, did they respond? I don't even remember.
I don't think so, because I remember her responses, at least during this time. It's hard to know the exact timeline of when she saw this letter versus everything, but she was like,
yeah,
if you return our mom back, we want to, you know, celebrate with her. Remember they said like celebrate with her. So that at least signaled to me, it was like, whether she's dead or alive, we want her back. We need to know. They wanted this closure, this end of this chapter. And Savannah had even said, you know, we will pay. They will pay. This didn't seem to be a matter of like, you know, not
timing or not agreeing,
not agreeing to spend the money. I don't think that Savannah was like, well, let's do 3.5 million Bitcoin. Like, I don't think there was any of those discussions. And perhaps the difference in the dates, because each of these letters, one was sent on the 2nd and one was sent on the 4th. Is that a 6th?
I think the 6th was the other one.
Yes. And the first one was when? I believe it was like February
2nd and February 6th. Yeah.
So 4 days in between, which means that if she had until the 5th to pay, and she didn't, perhaps they weren't sure if it was like a legitimate source, because the next day after that deadline, they get this note sent same from TKOLD. Subject is news tip again. The name, the email address are all redacted. But this one starts with Guthrie family, not Savannah, which makes me more feel like it's targeting Savannah for the money. But now it's recognition that it's the whole family being affected by the mother's death.
Yeah.
We did not fully grasp the seriousness of her physical condition. We never intended to hurt her. That was not our intention. She perished shortly after she was taken. We believe it was heart-related. She's buried in nature now. Nothing you could have done could have changed the outcome. We want your family to know this and hope that you can all find peace. We are truly sorry. Another redacted line, date of birth redacted. There's like genuine remorse in this letter, like in a weird way. Like, take it for what you will. But like, if I got this, you know, this does seem like a, so sorry this happened. This wasn't meant to be. We just wanted to extort you for a lot of money. We didn't really want to kill her, you know? She's buried in nature now. I'm just wondering, does this like provide closure? Like, do we trust these people? Like, why say anything?
Right.
And maybe your goal is to just get money. And then because you couldn't get money, it was a completely botched mission. It's just funny because this whole thing seems botched for not having been caught yet.
For sure.
Like, it's like the sloppiest job done, but no one's been caught yet.
I know. We heard about that too, like when this was going down, about how like the FBI was like missing things. And do you remember, like, weren't they like searching around her house like a month and a half or 2 months later? Like, oh, we heard that there might have been something thrown off to the side over here in this plant.
Maybe they were just checking every letter that they had gotten, every piece. I mean, knowing that they knew a smartwatch was on the floor and then the back floodlight, maybe they were searching for footprints back there or something that we're not even aware of now.
Yeah, it's true.
6 months later, you know, I mean, gosh, if I was hearing this, knowing that my mom was buried in nature, whether or not I could believe that, I mean, I feel like that just continues the nightmare.
No,
I feel like that just continues the nightmare.
And, you know, actually, just 10 hours ago, we're recording this breaking on a Saturday. This broke on Friday, but we're recording on Saturday. And 10 hours ago, which would have been, I believe, like kind of early in the morning, like middle of the morning on East Coast time, Savannah actually posted a photo of her mom with a very long caption, essentially once again pleading for any additional information. This obviously comes off the heels of this release, so there seems to be another push of like, hey, does this look familiar to you guys? And it's just heartbreaking because the photo of her mom is so cute and her mom seemed like such a lovely person. Right. So yeah, the emotional agony of this is almost indescribable.
And I think Savannah's doing it justifiably so. I mean, I think ultimately she's an optimist, cautiously optimistic. She believes that at the end of the day, just like I do, that people are good for the most part. There obviously are bad actors. There are obviously bad people. But for the most part as a whole, I think people genuinely want to be good people and do the right thing. And what's interesting about this, I think Savannah has certainly played on this, you know, like someone out there knows something. Please, never too late to do the right thing. Never too late to be a good person. Never too late to bring peace. And all of that is true. And I think also what she's playing on, if she saw this note, the one that I read, the second one, it does seem like there's almost a shred of humanity given this letter, because why not extort her for money as much as possible and play like Nancy Guthrie is still alive, right? Like if I'm trying to get in the minds of these people, I'm sure they didn't intend to kill her, but obviously the goal was to get money. And then all of a sudden you're just going to like stop the mission and tell her that she died. It seems like it just seems very odd to me. This whole thing seems very odd to me. And so in my opinion, it's like if all of this is true, if we suspend belief and say everything that these are from the actual kidnapper killers, it does seem like they kind of have a heart that's like, we're truly sorry. We want you to find peace. Like, why not send her a picture of where her mom is? Tell her the location of where her mom is. Like, give something if you want them to have peace, or give them nothing and try to extort money. It's like they're playing the line a little bit. It's like they're evil and good, and it's annoying to me.
And I think what you're saying is exactly why there was some trepidation about whether these are even real ransom notes. Like, are these the real kidnappers? You know,
because it's such a juxtaposition,
right?
Of motive, but to be fair, this is kind of what we thought, right? I think Occam's razor, after all of this went down, specifically by end of March and early April, we all kind of thought this was a kidnapping for ransom gone wrong, that they didn't realize she had a heart condition.
Yes.
She was 84. You know, it even says like she kind of shortly perished. She was perished shortly after she was taken. And then they kept this going. I mean, The only solace here is that whoever did this, one person, two people, two plus, whatever, literally have to live for the rest of their lives, like looking behind their back and their shoulder and never being able to say anything to anyone in hopes that they're not going to say anything. I mean, I'd like to think that these people are tortured forever, just in their own minds, if we never get caught. Like, that seems to me being the one justice thing here, because...
Yeah, if it remains unsolved, at least there's that.
If it remains unsolved, that's like the one solace, so...
I will say this, the one thing that keeps coming to my mind, too, about both of these notes is, like, what are the digital forensics around submitting things like this to a news site? Because... are they not able to track IP addresses? Can they not? Like, I'm assuming not, but I feel like there's so many ways to do this nowadays. Like, I'm sure Savannah and family
says remain anonymous, right? I mean, like, if they're saying that, shouldn't that be the case? Because who is going to come forward knowing that they say anonymous?
They could be potentially. No, I know. I'm just saying, like, when this was originally sent, was the FBI immediately like, let's trace where this came from? Like, obviously I hope that they would be, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes, I mean, we've talked about this so often, and I do think that the local police were handling this at first, that some of these local police departments across this country just don't have the forensic awareness of how to do some of this stuff. And I remember reading reports about
areas, you know, task forces and things like you were talking about.
Right. Yeah. And I remember reading about there being frustration from the Guthrie family about how everything had been handled. So that was one thing. The other thing that really stood out to me when I was reading this again earlier today was the way that the first note uses $4 million USD.
Yeah.
Now, that to me reads as if somebody is not from
foreign.
From the United States, because no one who is from the United States would ever write out USD. However, right. because it's Bitcoin, maybe there's like, they're just trying to be clear about the transaction and the conversion rate from $4 million US dollars to Bitcoin. Maybe.
But it's also weird that they put a dollar sign in front of 4 million, but not in front of 6 million.
Yeah. And I would say, yeah, that's a good point too. I would also say, and you know, listen, I have an English degree and spent most of my, if not all my career in digital media. I think I do. So I can add a little something here as well. I will say both of these notes are written very, very well. I would assume that English is their first language based on this. There were no errors or translation problems, if that makes sense. Like this, these do not come off as written in a foreign language and translated using like Google Translate or something. These feel like native writers to me. I'm not an expert. I don't want to say for sure. I'm just telling you from my POV. That's what I would assume based on what I've seen.
Whoever did this, I said this kind of from the start. They're just like, it's weird because it, you know, it was like, do not play games. Law enforcement will not be able to help you. Hello, Savannah. There's just like a lot of like eeriness to it that you'd kind of see in these like thrillers and these movies, you know, like you're playing up like this is Homeland or something, but just like torturing her, like not only the family, but specifically Savannah to watch it play out publicly,
right?
To torture her. Like is an extra layer of like depression with all of this. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. What's interesting you say that to me is like, maybe it's just because I live in LA, I work in New York, I'm always traveling. So I feel like time zones are key. And they had enough to kind of say USD, but they didn't say before 5 p.m. CST, EST, right. PST, because like 5 p.m. somewhere is another 8 p.m. somewhere else. And they never said anything specifically there about it. So it's just like interesting the details that they tried to use in certain pockets. What does that mean? I don't know. I it's too hard to even say. It is curious. I'm curious if they knew a person, because these things tend to happen with people that you know, or at least like are in the inner
connected
circle,
to
friend of a friend of a third cousin who thought this would be a good idea. That being said, you'd think anyone close enough would know Nancy's condition because she was on medication, you know? So like someone who would have been in it would have known that an 84-year-old woman is probably not in peak fitness, you know? So just a lot of these clues, it feels like the two steps forward, three steps back, you know, and you're kind of always jostling for position here, but, really weird.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking on that, as we wrap up this reaction episode, you know, I remember after, like, I want to say the day that, or the next day after this news broke back in, when was that? January, February. Immediately, the first thing I remember hearing was that she was on heart medication.
Right.
She needed it to survive. So it makes me wonder if this, let's say this person is not real. This is not a real, true kidnapper here. Did they see this news and just wanted to pull a horrible prank and like knew that information? The smartwatch on the floor of the foot of her bed, I think would be a major indicator, because they definitely were not releasing like crime scene photos yet at that point. So yeah, it's hard to imagine, because I do remember later, like I want to say in like March or April, there was some kind of report that like they determined these were not even usable ransom notes. So that's why I'm like, how are they releasing?
It's all very confusing. I mean,
every single part of
this
is like a yes or no.
I'm glad they released it, but hopefully this will help. And I hope someone comes out there, but it does seem to add to more confusion, honestly.
Yeah. Well, again, if you guys know any information, you can call 1-800-225-5324 or 88Crime, and you can remain anonymous. The case number is 260-201-080. We will be staying close to this if and hopefully this case comes to an end. And let us know what you guys think. Hit us up at Jay Thrasher and Carpe Darren. You can hit us up on Facebook, on Patreon, and all the other places that you can find us. Darren, any last kind of thoughts as we wrap this up?
I hope whatever happens, she gets peace.
Peace. Yeah, same.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys
Thanks for listening,
a new
guys.
Episode on Sunday, and we'll be back again soon. Bye.